Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bobby and Christian back here on Sports Talk. We welcome in now Justin Hill, McNeese baseball head coach. Coach Hill, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Man, I appreciate you guys having me on tonight.
You bet. So what was it like this weekend, this past weekend, watching everybody else in your conference play while you kind of got to chill a little bit?
Man, it was only one day. You know, we had one day. That part was nice. But, man, those games were stressful. That's just kind of how it was. I don't think any of the games kind of got, got in hand until the 27th out was made. So, you know, it was a fun environment, a little different with the two brackets at different sites. You know, it was good for our conference to kind of be a little different sometimes just to kind of get the attention there. And obviously we came out of it good, and so did Southeastern. And I think it's going to be an all-out battle this weekend.
Yeah, I'm glad you explained that because there was a little confusion about the brackets. So you guys went 3-0, though. You're in the championship series tomorrow night against Southeastern, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Now, you know, Coach Hill, when you look at obviously, boy, we're dealing with different hurricanes, different parts of the state. Bob, it's unbelievable the adversity, Lake Charles area and what you face, and McNeese. And really, everyone respects Island Conference baseball, you know, when you look at the scheduling and who you're playing. And when all said and done, boy, you look at Southeastern's program, you look at UNO, you go Nichols, you go Northwest, you go across the board. But you look at McNeese State. I mean, do you think you're getting enough recognition? Because I'll tell you what I said. What all I know is when all said and done, it looks like McNeese State baseball is always up there. If not the best, they're right in the hunt.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I think that's the goal of any coach with their program is you can't guarantee you're going to win championships every year. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into that. You got to have some good fortune. Your guys got to be guys. You got to stay away from the injury bug and do different things. But the only thing you can do is put yourself in position for championships. And you hope you're able to do that. As far as recognition, I think everybody in our building that we have, I think we just kind of put our head down and work. And we got a bunch of blue-collar guys. And, you know, whether it be storms or adversity or no locker room or press box missing, different things, we've got all the things that – have kind of happened, you know, to us, with us. Man, our guys just kind of they kind of just put their head down and work. And you know, when we were at one point, we were 3-6 in the conference. We had just got swept at UNO. It was a tough weekend for us. We did not play well, and Coach Dean's program played really, really good that weekend. And then we reeled off, you know, 12 out of 15. You know, we didn't have time to worry about what other people were thinking.
Right.
You know, it was just kind of one of those, you just kind of put your head down and you're just glad to be playing and having a chance to do it. And all of a sudden you looked up at the end and we had a chance to do it. And our guys, you know, they delivered when they had to. And it's been a special group, and we just want to keep it going.
Coach, congratulations on the winningest coach in the program history. You set that mark at 263 on May 20th, 5 days ago. Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. You know, anytime you get a chance and the probably the more important thing. I think my favorite thing wasn't breaking it, it was tying it, just because everybody was talking about Tony Robichaux and the guy that, you know, that sat in the chair long, long before that I had the opportunity. But he's the guy that made our program what it is and obviously, you know, did the same thing over at UL. The fact that we got to talk about him and what he meant to not just college baseball, not just McNeese and UL, but, you know, just college baseball and kids as a whole. And I think that was my favorite part of the whole thing. And because if I could be half the man and half the coach that Tony Robichaux was, I feel like I would have done a really good job.
Now, Coach Hale, boy, you talk about the adversity. You have ups and downs. And I know Southeastern came into the season, had high expectations, but they also had to deal with adversity. So it's been where are you at right now as a program? But that's what has to be intriguing, McNeese versus Southeastern.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and look, we kind of got the best of them in the three games that we played at our place. But gosh dang it, man. I mean, those guys, I mean, Coach Reiser does such a good job. There's such high expectations, and I've got so much respect for them, their players, administration. There's a reason that they're always in the hunt. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, I'd rather be playing somebody else, not because of the competition, but just because of my relationship with Coach Reiser. I mean, we kind of grew up together in the coaching profession. We worked together at Southeastern. We had the same junior college coach in J.R. Teague, who's the athletic director.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many, like, interesting things, and I don't think a lot of our guys even know that. So, you know, it's no fun playing your friend, okay?
Right.
There's no ands, ifs, or buts. There's no fun playing your friend. But, you know, that's just how it is. And you know, just in the job that he's done and their players, like I said, it's two really good teams, and just programs that, you know, just try to be the best they can that are going at it. And, obviously only one team's going to get out of it this weekend.
Does that matchup, you talked about the three games you guys took from Southeastern, does that matchup seem like it's ancient history, like it was last year?
Oh, man, it was so far ago. I mean, I think we were 500 in the league at the time. I think we had just gotten to 6-6. And, you know, the crazy thing was we were able to come back in those games. And so we had some good fortune and players made good plays and we were at home. And so some of the things worked out in our favor. It's baseball, man. I mean, some of those kind of things happen. The ball can land in somebody's glove or it can find chalk down the line, you know. So, yeah, it seems like it was so far long ago. But, you know, with baseball, man, it doesn't matter. I mean, just look at all the college tournaments that are going on right now. I mean, you've got two seeds losing to 11 seeds. I mean, that's
right.
Just because that's baseball, man. That's baseball. That's the beautiful an awful, agonizing part of the game, you know.
And you know, Coach Hill, you bring that up, like, for instance, you know, because I like history and look what occurs. Kentucky just beat Auburn the first time a 12 seed has won a tournament game in the SEC. So,
right.
You know,
I mean,
you never know.
Yeah, and they hit a couple of homers in the ninth inning. And, and hey, you know what? I love the thing, and I can't remember who said it, but, you know, it's one of those things you can't really connect the dots until it's all over. And but, you know, we're gonna be facing a good team, and we've got a good team. And it's, like I said, somebody's going to have a chance to win a championship on Friday, you know. And, man, I hope it's us. And the other thing, it's not a single game. It's not the old school.
Right.
Winner take all.
Two out of three,
game.
Right?
And so, yes, two out of three. So you got to get excited, but then you got to reset and you got to go again. So we're both teams, and we're kind of in a little bit uncharted territory. But and hell, we may never do it again as a conference. So you know, we're over here just figuring out things as we go, man.
Yeah, you know, Coach Hill, like you're saying, the strategy that comes into play between you and Coach Reiser that. Obviously, it's not the one game winner take all. It's two out of three, so that's a bit of a chess match amongst friends.
Well, I can tell you this: if it has to do with chess, Matt Reiser's a lot smarter than me. That guy went to Tulane. He got a biomedical engineer degree. I got my general studies degree at LSU. So I hope it ain't chess. I might could beat him in checkers, though.
All right.
Justin Hill, McNeese baseball head coach. Thanks again for the time.
All right, Coach Hill.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.